Now, with me on our comment line, I've got Michael. Michael's not his real name, but I want to talk to him about an issue he wants to raise with us on the programme. This is to do with the price and the amount of money which is charged for the shingles vaccine, which the HSE is advertising for over 65. Michael, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Yeah. Michael, tell me, what's the cost, first of all?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the cost, first of all?
I got a very bad infection in my right eye during last August, and I was able to get it treated successfully when I went to the doctor. But I've been listening then to the advertisements on the radio in relation to the shingles vaccine. Now, I said, well, you know, one of the effects of shingles vaccine is it can cause very severe damage in your eyes. So I inquired, to make a long story short, I inquired about it, and I was shocked to hear the price of it, but I said, look, it's valid for over 10 years. It works out then as about €1 a week for 10 years. It comes in two separate injections, 2 months apart. Now, the cost is prohibitive, really. It is terrible. The cost is this. Each vaccine costs €230 plus, on top of that, a €40 administrative fee, which is €230 plus €40 is €270 by two, which is €540. Now, in the name of goodness, how many people could afford that? I mean, it's advertised on the radio, and you would get the impression that, well, it's readily available. You inquire about it, and you meet this enormous cost. So really, I think, I hope there's something can be done to make it available to people at a reasonable cost.
€540 for the two doses over the 2 months, €270 a pop,
yes,
including the administration fee.
Yes, I know, Jerry. It's mind-boggling. It's €540, and it's valid for 10 years. I know, but still, who could possibly be giving €540? And it's quite a severe infection, shingles. If it affects your eyes, unless treated properly, it can lead to severe blindness, and severe damage to your eyes.
And shingles has a huge impact on older people. It's a debilitating condition. It can land you in hospital, which would end up costing the HSE, you know, a lot of money, depending if people
that's
were
the point.
Going
that's
without
the
vaccine.
Point, yes, it could. So you see, it's an economy of cost, really, I'm sure. Surely there could be some sort of an agreement made with the company that makes it, that the government could buy it as, you know, economy of scale would step in. They could get it at a reasonable cost and make it available to everybody that needs it, now, particularly those in later years. Now, you can get it at any age, by the way. You know, you can get shingles in your 40s or your 50s, but, you know, I suppose everybody can get it. It would be great if they could, or if it was made available. But definitely to the more vulnerable people in older years, really and truly, to be asking for €540 for a very important vaccine is just a little bit off the scale, I think.
Yeah. Well, Independent Senator, since you raised this, Michael, Independent Senator Joe Conway put a private member's motion before the Shadid on this. He's pointing out that Ireland is an outlier in not providing state support, as many countries provided vaccinations free of charge to older adults. He was talking about the prohibitive cost as well, calling the government to reconsider the termination of the shingles vaccine isn't covered by the National Immunisation Programme for over 65s. Now, the response came through, and you know, the advice of the health minister said it would cost about €40 million to reduce it for those aged 65 or over. Now, the manufacturer of the vaccine, which is GlaxoSmithKline, has disputed this, confirming it made an offer to the Department of Health last July that would have enabled minimum coverage programme for €5 million per year. So that would make seem to say that if it only cost that it definitely would be worth putting in. I'd imagine it would save the health system more in terms of older people being in hospital and weakened immune systems from shingles than not putting up the money for the vaccine.
No question about it. Absolutely no question about it. And I did read that there is a contradiction between what the government has said and what the company who was making the vaccine has stated. So somebody is getting their wires crossed. Something is not right. And this is why I felt so strongly about it. When I saw the cost of it, I said, my goodness, I mean, how in the name of goodness could people, even in older years, actually, nowadays with the cost of things in Ireland, any person in a working wage. You know, how could they possibly afford it? They couldn't.
Yeah. And there's another argument.
They could negotiate the company. And if the company, I believe the company agrees that if the company can supply it at a reasonable cost using economy of scale, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, a health technology assessment by the Health Information and Quality Authority argued against state support on cost grounds. But there's more news that's come through more recently on this and the benefits of it, that a study was carried out by Stanford Medicine and published in the journal Nature last year, and it analysed health records of Welsh older adults and discovered that those who'd received the vaccine were 20% less likely to develop dementia over the next 7 years than those that did not receive the vaccine. Another potential saving to, you know, massive for people,
very
public,
very true.
For the health system.
Right. Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Michael, thanks for contacting us. We'll put it to the politicians, see what they say, and to the Department of Health as well, see if they're at least reconsidering not administering it, given those benefits as well. But thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you very much.